Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention and Public Affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're glad to be with you again. It's been a few days since we've recorded any of our programs. It's nice to be back. We wanted to introduce this segment with just a little bit of a statement of how our shelters right now during the summertime are exceptionally busy. I'm not sure what the reasons are, but tend to get a lot more phone calls and people coming into shelter at this time of year.
We do. I know there's a theory, and we're not sure if it's scientifically proven, that violence rises, escalates when people get hot, literally, get physically hot and cranky. And so we don't know if that's exactly true, but we tend to see spikes in people coming into shelter during the summer months. And it's also when our funds are at their lowest. We get state and federal grant funding, but we also are required to get unrestricted giving. Cash donations or any kind of donations that people give us are matches against state and federal grant funds, and we're required to have those matches. And a lot of people don't realize that. And to have cash flow in our bank accounts, we have to have funds in there because most of our grants are reimbursement grants. In other words, you spend the money on everything that you have to spend during the month, and then you get reimbursed. Some of the grants are installment grants, which means you get them four times a year. Our fiscal year starts July 1, and sometimes Connie and I don't start getting money from the state or the feds until October, November, December. Mm-hmm. That's very scary. So any donations that anybody, your church or your group, or you as an individual or a foundation you know of, would like to give to our agency, then that would be wonderful. We desperately need it at this time of the fiscal year.
And by shopping at our stores, too, that helps our agencies.
Yes, definitely. Or if you want to collect things that our shelter clients might need, like paper towels, toilet paper, female things, diapers, anything like that, laundry detergent, we would happily accept those items.
Yeah, gently used towels and sheets and that kind of thing that you may be switching out or something.
Yeah.
Our clients, we can use in our shelter, and also our clients can use as they move out into their own places.
Yeah, we always need towels and sheets, too.
Yeah, yeah. It seems to be a constant need. I'll mention, too, on August 4th, our big thrift store in Mitchell County out at the Grassy Creek area, Safe Place Thrift, is having a customer appreciation day all day, and that's a Saturday. So come out and check it out. I think they're going to have popcorn and baked goods and that kind of thing. So it'll be in lots of good sales.
That'll be fun.
It'll be a fun day to visit. Anything else you want to say, Sam, about funding? And you mentioned about the fiscal year and the delay in getting funds. That's it's just the way it works, that we our fiscal year begins July 1st. We've got everything in. We've got our grants approved, et cetera. But the cash flow doesn't begin usually till, and it seems to get later every year, too.
Yeah. And it's very scary, and because we're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and we have been for over 20-something years, each agency. And people are paid. Light bills have to be paid. Client needs have to be made. And so it's expensive to run a domestic violence shelter, sexual assault shelter. But actually, when I did the math one day, it's not horrible. People get a lot for their money. Our overall budget, I think, runs, it's a little over $900 a day to remain operational. And any other system, like a hospital system, you know, like, where do you get that kind of care for $900 a day? And that's not per client. That's just to keep the whole thing operational.
And there's mandates, too, that we provide 24-hour coverage. And that's not just crisis line coverage, hotline coverage, that we have volunteers, too, that hold our hotline for us. But we have to have somebody
in the shelter
24-7, and they have to be paid.
So and they have to be trained. And then we have multiple sets of insurance that a lot of people don't realize that gets really expensive: general liability insurance, property insurance, workers' comp. And then we pay, of course, the payroll taxes and that kind of thing, Employment Security Commission kind of taxes. We have insurance, and we have insurance on our van. So by the time you add up all the sets of insurances, that's thousands of dollars. But in order to be certified and legal and the state allow us to do what we do, we have to pay all those sets of insurances. So all those kinds of things go into play when we ask for donations. Everything does not go directly back to, say, giving food to someone, but to keep the agency doors open and alive and legal. And from a liability perspective, we have to have all those things in place.
And we appreciate your support very much.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our community begins with who?
It starts with me.
And you. Thanks for listening. In Yancey County, call us at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044.